This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com on the existing pod thread, My Rights versus Your Rights, started by Val, I believe. Let me check real quick. No, Relentless. Oops. Sorry about that, Relentless. I think I want to start this one over. No. I am going to keep going. Just because I screwed up, it doesn't mean I have to do it over. Let's see. Now, where were we? My rights versus your rights. I tell you, there are few people more intolerant than those that are preaching tolerance. I mean, the ones that are out there preaching tolerance, saying we've all got to get along, are the ones that are the ones saying, you know, we're going to get along as you don't get to do your stuff. As long as I don't have to put up with your rights, then I'm tolerant, you know. Tolerance is about shutting other people down. It is a mess, and it is out of control. You know, they simply had the war over the terms of Christmas or Happy Holidays or Happy Christmas, you know, with people fighting over that. Those that wanted to say Happy Holidays were shouted down by the religious right, and it was a mess. It seems like everybody wants to be tolerant as long as they're tolerant, the tolerance goes towards them. Tolerance, the right-wing radicals that are trying to take over the government in the name of religion, you know, they're not really talking about tolerance. They're more interested in power. The reason they want power isn't to say, oh, you can do this for God or you can do that for God. They want power so they can say, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. That's what power is about. That's about keeping people from doing things that you don't think they should do because your imaginary friend has told you that you shouldn't be able to do that. Oh, I just told them anyway. It's getting to be a tough time. It really is, because everybody is starting to feel like their rights are being trampled upon in the name of tolerance. And I just got a U2U, so I'm going to have to start this over anyway. Let's see. Let me just see if I can put it on pause. Oh, joy, that was fun. My niece sent me an instant message. She wanted to talk about how huge she was because she's about to have her second child, and blah, 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 like I'm interested. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Where does my rights end and your rights begin? My rights end when I'm comfortable with you being backed off in a corner far enough to where I don't have to worry about you anymore, and that's where your rights begin. Or at least that seems to be the attitude of everybody today. I mean, they want their right to be all out, even if it means trampling all over somebody else's. And it is a conflict. I mean, everybody feels that way. Everybody feels that their rights should be 100%, even if they've stomped on other people to get that. There has to be a compromise. I mean, if we're all going to live together, then we're going to have to find a compromise. And I think the best compromise is, as Benevolent Heretic was talking about, the laws of the land. If we can live by the laws of the land and say, hey, look, the law backs me up on this, then, you know, your right ends where the law begins. If the law says you can take a Bible somewhere and other people jump up and say, oh, I'm offended. Ooh, it bothers me that you brought a Bible here. Screw you. you're covered by the law. I hate to be the one proposing laws to try and solve moral and social issues that we should be able to work out on our own without having Big Brother step in and say, you know, this is how it's got to be. But it looks like that's how it's going to have to be. You know, if not, then people are just going to keep running over each other, and pretty soon it's going to go from just hostility into actual violence. Oh, anyway, I'm going to close this thing off, and I'll follow this conversation a little bit more after I've thought about it a little more. Maybe next time I won't be disturbed, and I'll have... Well, no, next time I'll be disturbed, but, but I will have a little more clarity on the topic. Love and life, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi.